This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The National Weather Service calls it dangerous, that brutal heat wave that's expected to stretch from Iowa to Maine, at least into Friday. Emmanuel Ramos is a cook in a food truck in Chicago, where the temperature hit 97 degrees yesterday.
I just try drinking the most cold water that I can. When I need air, I just step out for a second and try to relax.
In Southern California, firefighters have contained more of that big wildfire in the mountains north of Los Angeles after a weekend of explosive growth along Interstate 5. These final days of spring have seen a rash of violence. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Communities across the country are grappling with an increase in violence in the final days of spring that included at least 4 mass shootings in one weekend. In Detroit, a lone gunman opened fire at a splash pad. There were other shootings and stabbings in locations from Massachusetts to Indiana as sweltering heat takes hold in many regions. Earlier in the year, FBI data indicated a sharp drop in violent crime nationwide, but experts say that summer weather typically brings with it a seasonal uptick in violence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The White House just announced that the Biden administration will, in the coming months, allow certain spouses of U.S. citizens without legal status to apply for permanent residency and eventually citizenship. The move could affect upwards of 500,000 immigrants, according to senior administration officials. Russian President Putin is thanking North Korea for supporting his actions in Ukraine. Actor Ian McKellen is expected to make a full recovery after he fell off a London stage during a fight scene in a play. He's 85. The Boston Celtics earned their record-breaking 18th NBA title with a Game 5 win over the Dallas Mavericks, 106-88. This is AP News. A record number of NATO allies are hitting their defense spending target as the war in Ukraine drags on.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg met with President Biden at the White House Monday, announcing
23 allies are going to spend 2% of GDP or more on defense this year. That's more than twice as many as 4 years ago.
Poland and Estonia are actually spending a larger percentage of GDP on defense than the U.S. this year. Both countries border Russia. And Stoltenberg says at a NATO summit to be held in Washington next month, he expects allies will step up financial and military support for Ukraine.
The stronger our support for Ukraine is, the sooner this war can end, because the sooner President Putin will realize that he cannot wait those out.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Dow gained 188 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.